Hare Krishna. So here we are seeing symptoms of a person who is advanced on the stage in the process of Ashtanga Yoga and reached a stage called Yoga Rudha. So let's see few more symptoms of such a person. Shloka number 9. Suharan Mitrari Udasina Madhyastha Dvesha Bandusho Sadushvapi cha papeshu samabuddhir vishishyate. So here Krishna is saying vishishyate. Now previously described some nice symptoms of a person, like the person who is fully satisfied at the stage of knowledge and realization, that is jnana and vijnana, and the person who is very much self-controlled on the transcendental platform, and the person who has controlled the mind, the one who has attained tranquility, the one who is sane in sukha, dukkha, shita, ushna, man, apaman. After describing all this, he is using a word, vishishyate. Vishishyate here basically means the person who is far advanced. He is talking about him, some qualities of such a person. So what are those? Now he is describing some categories of people. He says, Suhuran or Suhurat. Suhurat means well-wisher, a true well-wisher. Then Mitra. So Mitra is basically the ones who are very much affectionate towards us, Mitra. Then Udasina, a person who is neutral. Madhyastha, who is not on either side. Dveshya. So Dveshya is the person who is envious. Bandushu, we can call it as relatives. Sadushu, the ones who are pious. Papeshu, the ones who are sinners. All of them, here he is saying, Lord is saying, samabuddhir, such a person will have what? Equal mind, samabuddhir, equal mind towards all of them. See, in the previous shloka, we saw the last line of the previous shloka, shloka number 8, it says, sama loshtrashma kanchanaha. Sama loshtra. Loshtra means stone. Then pebbles basically. Ashma means stone and kanchana means gold. Sama. So a person whose symptoms were described, such a person sees what? Pebbles, stones and kanchana, gold on the equal platform. But then now we are talking about a very, very advanced person. What is this advanced person doing? This advanced person sees different categories of people with equal mind. Let's try to understand in detail the different categories given here. The first one is Suhurat. Suhurat basically means well-wisher. And he is the one who by nature, he desires benefit of another person. That's such a person is called a Suhurat. And Krishna, in the shloka that we saw in shloka number 29 of chapter 5, where he says, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhurdam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam shanti mrachati. So what is he saying here? I am suhurat, well-wisher of sarva bhutanam, of each and every living entity. So suhurat means basically a real friend, a true well-wisher, who will never leave us, who will never ditch us. So such a person is called a suhurat. The next category is given is mitra. So mitra is the one who does good to us. But now this is not just like that. Because he has got affection for us, a lot of affection for us, so he will do things for us. Such a person is called as mitra. So mitra, you can call it as a social friendship. Social friendship, that's mitra. And there are many slogans also, or many proverbs. Friend in need is a friend indeed. Such category. Such category is mitra. The next category given is udasina, or ari. Ari is another category that is given. Ari. So, ari is enemies. Now, a person who wantingly desires misfortune for another person and not having affection. So, mitra, he was having affection, but ari, he is not having an affection. And he wantingly, he wants to harm the other person, wants to do something ill for the other person. So, such a person can be called as ari, enemy. And we saw in previous shlokas that how mind, a controlled mind is a friend, bandhu, and an uncontrolled mind is ari, enemy. So that's how we can, you know, make out this. Then Udasina. Udasina means neutral person. Now see, there are two people arguing. Now there are various categories of people who will come. There will be two people arguing and many people will come and see what is happening, what is happening. And people will be just standing around and taking nice entertainment, the live show that is going on in the argument. So there will be some people who will be Udasin, neutral. They will not take side of anyone. Such people are called as Udasin. But there is one category called as Madhyastha here. So Madhyastha basically means he tries to stop the dispute that is happening. Then two people are arguing, he'll say, no, no, stop it, stop it. No, no, we shouldn't do this here. So Madhyastha. Then another category that is given is Dvesha. Dvesha means envious. See, there's a difference between enviousness and jealousy. Let's try to understand this. Jealousy means someone has something and I don't have that. So I think how nice it will be if I can get that. That is called as jealousy. He has it, I don't have, oh, I also want it. That feeling is called as jealousy. Enviousness means that person has it, I don't have, he also shouldn't have. That is called as enviousness. Where the person will try his best to pull that person down and take away the thing that he has got, which I have not got. So this is called as enviousness. And envious nature is very, very, very abominable. Why? Because we don't have any authority to pull away something which the other person has. He has earned that. He has earned that by his own good deeds. Who are we? Who are we to, you know, just pluck it out? And who are we to think also that why he is having, he shouldn't have. So such a person is called as an envious person. Dvesha. Now another category is Bandhushu. Bandhushu basically means friends. Now, Bandhushu is more narrow. Now, relatives, the ones who are the relatives of, you know, friends, they are like, since they are part of our family, so they are actually helping us. So they have got that family affection and so they are coming forward to help us. That is Bandhushu. And then we have Sadhushu. Now, who is Sadhu? A Sadhu is the one who follows Dharma, who follows Shastra as it is. Such a person is called as a Sadhu. And Papeshu. Papeshu or Asadhu. Who is the one? Just opposite of Sadhu. One who is following Shastra is called as Sadhu. The one who is not following Shastra, the one who is against the Vedic scriptures and committing sins. Because when we don't follow Vedic scriptures, what will happen? We'll commit sins. So such a person is called as Papeshu. Now just imagine such varied categories of people. And here this advanced soul, he is seeing all of them on equal platform. Very amazing. Such quality is so difficult to get. Because family affection is normal. A friend, suppose someone is my family member, I'll have more affection for that person than the neighbor's family members. If someone is my friend, I'll have more affection for him than, you know, someone just walking on the road. But then here we see that how he has got samabuddhi. The mind is equal mind. You know, when he's thinking about anyone, it's equal mind. Because he's seeing on a different platform, on the greatest spiritual platform. In this way, a spiritualist, he sees on a great spiritual platform. Here it's talked about some person on the Ashtanga Yoga platform. But a person who is there, who is practicing bhakti, he's such a great person. Why? He sees each and every person as a recipient of bhakti to Lord Sri Krishna. And what he does? He goes and tries to tell them that you are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Personality. You should serve Him. Do bhakti. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He doesn't make any distinction. He doesn't say, oh, that person is rich, this person is poor. Oh, that person is doing like this, this person is doing like this. Nothing like that. He goes and preaches to everyone. Why? Because he understands that Krishna wants each and every soul to go back home, back to Godhead. He understands this one point very, very clearly. And to give pleasure to Krishna, he is ready to treat everyone on the equal platform and give everyone the message of Krishna consciousness without making any distinction. So it's very important for all of us to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. Whatever we know, whatever little we know the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We know this mantra. So whomever we meet, you know, whoever is our relative, our friend or whoever, we can go and tell them that this is Maha Mantra, the great deliverer mantra. It's very, very scientific. You know, because when we are chanting, when involving, two or more senses in chanting. And it is said that anyone who uses two or more senses while doing any activity, the mind will be focused. So we can preach this message to our relatives, our friends, or whoever they are. And every person in this world, one or the other time, he'll get into bad phase of life. And that is the right time. Go and give Mahamantra at that time. Yes? Give them Bhagavad Gita. Tell them. Now, what sort of Sanatan Dharmi you are? You don't know Bhagavad Gita? Are Muslim people know Quran, Christian people know Bible. What sort of Hindu Sanatan Dharmis are we? We should know Bhagavad Gita and then give a Bhagavad Gita to that person. Or cook nice prasadam and distribute it to people around. Maybe in the apartment or maybe to friends, relatives, whoever. So this is called as being equal, serving everyone and giving them Krishna. So in this way, Bhakti Yogi is always very, very great. He's not just seeing. He's actually giving them Krishna equally. He doesn't make any distinction. So now after speaking all this, Krishna is going to speak about the process of Ashtanga Yoga. So let's see that from the next video. Hare Krishna.